Welcome everybody, share number 1030. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafu Shalema Sarah Fega Basle and Achamash Takav Rufu Shalema Psoch Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Machabe. So a few interesting things from the, there's a beautiful sefer written on Shabbos, Mochin the Shiftecha it's called, actually. So he brings down interesting Piskei Halacha at the end of each simen. Now going in our simen, Reish Ayin Zayin, we spoke about from the sefer Oitzer Halachas that one should be careful. Well, let's just backtrack. We've been talking about in reference to opening a door, opening up a window near a candelabra, near a leichta, near a Hanukkah candles, whatever the case is. So we said in general, when there's a Ruach Metzuya, regular wind, you're not allowed to open it. We said if there's a heavy wind, the Ruach She'ena Metzuya, of course, for sure you can't open it. But we said one should not open it even if there's no wind. But we said in B'shas Godl, B'shas Adchak, I'm sorry, B'shas Adchak Godl, he actually says if somebody needs, it's stuffy, whatever, you have to open the window, and one could not open it up before. And you look outside, we see there's no wind. So then we said, one will be allowed to open the window or the door, as long as at that time there is no wind blowing. Now we mentioned the interesting fact in reference to if one is walking swiftly, very fast, one runs by candles, right, in reference to that. So we said that could be a problem. We wrote down the Sefer Eitzer Halachas, one should be careful not to run past candles. One of the reasons we said was that it makes the flame bigger, and it could be a problem of mavir. Now he brings down the Sefer that there are others who taka argue. He does say that yesh mi poiske dor hu achron she'asru lavo kolshken loritz neged neiros. In other words, not to run swiftly or to walk by very fast past candles and so on, because it's going to make the fire larger. Yesh by mishum maver. In other words, it's like schleps. It looks like it's schlepping the fire. The fire starts to get bigger. And it could be a problem of maver, but he does bring down of a roiv poiskim loy chashishul is that there most poiskim are not chashish for that. So there is definitely what to rely on. The Sefer Machan the Shiftecha, he sounds like he is Mekel, in reference, not as far as opening the window, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Opening the door, that's in the Shulchan Aruch, because a wind could come in and blow out the candle. But as far as walking swiftly or running past candles, and thereby it might, if it's going to blow out the candles, that one has to be careful. If they run past candles and it blows out the candles with the wind, that for sure you can't do, because that's Psik Resha. But if it's just a question of flickering the fire and pulling the fire, that there are many are makel over there, so if one need be, it could be done as far as walking or running swiftly. Is it better not to do it? Yeah, it's better not to do it because of the fact that it could also put out the candle, and that's number one. Number two, Sefer Yisrael Lachas did bring down, there are poiskim. If I remember offhand, it was the Kaf HaChaim, I think he mentioned that, say not to do it. So one should be careful, but need be. Somebody has to walk quickly, they have to get somewhere, and they know they're going to pass by the Leichter, or they have to go to Shul quickly, whatever the case is, the Hanukkah candles, whatever it might be, that are there burning, they have to walk by quickly. You don't bedavka have to walk slow in that situation. Need be, there are many poiskim he does bring down to rely on. Now, an interesting thing in reference to, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, actually Sif Beis, again, now it's Simon Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Beis, in reference to a Madura. Madura is like a larger fire, usually like a bonfire, if you want to say, but maybe in our cases, a large fire, a lot of times people leave on a flame, right, on the, whether under a blech, or there's not a blech, whatever the case is, but there's a flame, people leave on flames on a grate, right, on a stove, people leave on flames for Shabbos. So of course you can't make a higher or lower, that's not the issue, but sometimes the stove itself is near a window. So that's another thing whereby one has to be careful for. Sometimes the stove, now we're not talking about, we spoke about the candelabra, the leichter, we spoke about Hanukkah candles, we spoke about Yahrzeit candles. But this flame that's going, right? It's you have a blech, sometimes if there's a person has a blech, it's on top of the flame, that's on top of the, on top of the stove, right? In the grate. And it's on, and it's near a window, now it's hot. I want to open up the window. So there's a few things. First of all, Bechlal, one has to be careful. I know by us, we have taka stove next to the window, and to leave a window open overnight, even in general, even during the week with the flame going, that's a dangerous thing because, you know, if a wind comes, chas v'shalom, blows out the flame that's on the grate, regular flame on the stove, and people are sleeping, there's going to be gas coming out. It's a very dangerous thing. So that one has to be careful definitely not to do. But let's say need be, everybody's around the middle of the day and it's hot and they didn't realize they have to open up the window. So that's taka with the same halachas basically would apply, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Eitzer Halachas. Also Liftayach, he's going in conjunction with Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Bey. Sif Aleph was about the door and about the and the window and about the candelabra and about the Hanukkah candles and so on, but now we're talking about a madura, a larger fire on the flame and so on. Also liftayach deles shehu karuva a karuva connected a madura. The same thing would apply. Somebody has a larger fire and then near a window near a door. Now let it open it. Mishum mavir the haruach hamenashev. It's make the fire bigger, flowing back and forth, and it could put out the fire altogether. Strong enough wind comes. It's a little bit. You usually need a little bit of a hotter wind, but a strong enough wind comes, and it could put out the fire, or it could just make the fire bigger. So he brings down that you're not allowed to do it whether it's a small wind or a big wind. In the place whereby there's no wind at all, a place where there's no wind at all, like we said, the person b'shasat chak, they look outside, there's no wind, so then it will be okay to open up the door or open up the window, need be. He brings that down the bottom from the Machzitz HaShekel, Tais V'Shabbos, Kafachayim, and so on. And the reason is, the Talmud David, the Ruach Metzuya, Gazru Atu Einu Metzuya, that a Ruach Metzuya, a regular wind, one has to be careful not to open up the door window, because we're going to, that a Ruach She'en Metzuya, that a stronger wind won't come. Avokesha'en Sham Ruach Klal, Havigzeru Ligzeru. When there's no wind at all, that's already Gzeru to Gzeru. So again, the same thing, basically, that's what he says. Avokam She'en Sham Afila Ruach Metzuya, in a place whereby there is no wind at all, it will be mutter to open up the window. And now the case that they're talking about actually is Madura Tai, where there's wood, let's say, you know, obviously many years ago, you didn't have a flame on the grate, but you had like wood, and if there's a wind blows, it's going to make the fire go stronger, right? Go on to more wood or whatever the case is when the wind blows over there. But in the case of the flame, a regular flame, again, the same thing on a stove, it could easily blow out the flame. So one has to be careful, and it possibly could make it bigger. Now, I did see once, quite a while ago, I tried to find it. I can't remember where I did see it, but I remember seeing that the fact, if the flame just moves a little, it's sort of like the same thing like we said. In other words, now we're talking about back on the gas range, right? The person has a flame, and the fact that it moves a little bit back and forth, that's not really making it bigger. When he talks about making it bigger, he's talking about where there's more wood, like we said. But just the fact that a flame on a gas range moves a little bit back and forth, that's not making it bigger. So over there, so again, with the window, opening up the window or the door, if it's going to blow it out, you can't do it. If it's going to make it bigger by blowing it, whatever, can't do it. But usually the chashash over here is blowing out the flame. But just the fact that it moves around a little, I've seen in the past that is not a problem. But be it as it may, bottom line is, when the dust settles, if somebody has a gas range near a window, flame going, basically the same halachas would apply. If one wants to open up the window, you have to be careful that there's no wind at the time. One looks outside, it sees there's a wind blowing, not to open it up, or just to possibly just to open up. It's depending how high, I know by us also, depending on how high the gas range is. Let's say the gas range is higher up, so you might want to crack the window a little bit, an inch or two, whereby the gas range is a foot higher, right? Higher than the window, so then no wind is going to come in and reach it. We're talking about when we say open a window or door, we're talking about opening it up. So, you know, in other words, opening it up, can they get opposite the gas range? So if somebody opens up a window, let's say 3 inches, and the fire on the gas range is 6-7 inches high, so, you know, the wind is usually not going to go up. I mean, unless it's a very strong wind, so that shouldn't be a problem. But opening up, you know, connected like opposite, completely opposite the gas range, and there's a wind, that you cannot do. So one has to be careful when opening up the window, you know, fully where it's opposite the gas range. that there should not be any wind. And if there is some wind, if it's not too strong of a wind, to open it up just a little bit on the bottom, whereby it won't be a psik resha, where it won't automatically blow out the fire on the gas range. Number one, usur. Number two, obviously, like we said, it's a dangerous thing, bichlal. One has to be careful. And one more quick thing, he brings down in conjunction with the Shulchan Aruch, that to close a door, like we said, velizgar adalas kenegdai, muta b'chol inyan would not be a problem. So brings down the Shulchan Aruch, again, one just has to be careful not to swing the door with tremendous force, whereby it's going to cause a strong wind, but just closing it lightly, that is no problem at all. As long as it's not a situation whereby it'll be blowing out the flame, it won't be making the flame larger, and so on. Those are basically the halachas of when we talk about either a medura, or possibly a gas range fire, and these type of inyanim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tov.